Well, praise the Lord. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess, Senior Co-Pastor here at the First Pentecostal Family Worship Center, 4720 Beckley Road in Battle Creek, Michigan. I pastor here along with my son, Dr. E.R. Hess Jr., and we are thanking God for each one of you that are part of this ministry, whether it's online or whether it's members of our congregation. We thank God for each one of you on today. I was not going to court today, but I just have something on my heart that I just have to pass on to each one of you because we are in the month of April and we're talking about living sanctified, and the purpose of that is to serve out God's purpose. I want to talk some more about that on today. I believe I have a great example. A purpose is the reason God is preserving us. I said purpose is the reason that God is preserving us. There are many people that sit in church today and don't even realize that they're a walking miracle. They think they survived because they were strong. They think they made it because they were smart. They think they're still here because they pushed through. But the truth is deeper than that. Some people wonder why they didn't die and what they went through. Some people are surprised and wonder why they didn't die when they were addicted and the addiction didn't kill them. The depression didn't drown them. The accident didn't take them. The heartbreak didn't break them. The sickness didn't stop them. Why the trauma didn't trap them. Why the enemy could not finish them. The answer is very, very simple. When you look at the Word of God and our theme for the month of April, God's purpose is what kept you alive. And the fact of the matter is, God's purpose is what is keeping you alive even right now. God looked at you in the middle of what should have actually destroyed you and said, I cannot let you die. You haven't done what I asked you to do. You weren't just spared, you were preserved. Each one of us, we weren't just rescued, we were reserved. We weren't just forgiven, we were assigned. We weren't just delivered, we were deployed. We weren't just healed, we were held for God's purpose. If the enemy could have killed us, he would have. If the storm could have drowned us, it would have. If the valley could have buried us, it certainly would have. But because of God's purpose, it's God's purpose stood between you, I, and death. Purpose. God's purpose. God's purpose stood between you and destruction. God's purpose stood between you and the enemy's plan, because the enemy absolutely had plans. We are alive today because God's purpose is not finished. When God's purpose kept you alive, God kept you alive. Carry out His purpose, very similar to the life of Joseph and how God carried out His purpose and kept Joseph alive in all of those many situations of his life. Joseph, in the book of Genesis, from Genesis 37 through Genesis chapter 50, we find the historicity of Joseph. Joseph is one of Scripture's clearest portraits of a person that's been preserved by God because of a purpose from God. Joseph's life proves that preservation is never accidental. Preservation is always assignment driven. When God preserves you, when God's hand is upon you, when God's purpose is yet undone in your life, that's what God will do. He will preserve you, not because of your goodness, but because of His preservation for your life. Joseph was not kept alive just because life was fair, because life was not fair. Joseph was not preserved because people were kind. Joseph was not protected because his circumstances were favorable. Joseph was preserved because purpose was on his life. Joseph was preserved in the pit because purpose was not finished. His brothers threw him into a pit. Let me say that again. I'm going to say it slowly. His brothers threw him into a pit, not to kill Joseph, but to kill Joseph's purpose, because Joseph let the people know what his purpose was, and his brothers threw him into a pit to kill the dream and the purpose. But purpose said, not so. The pit was supposed to bury Joseph, but purpose turned the pit into a holding place. The pit didn't stop Joseph. The pit preserved Joseph. Because when God has purpose on your life, people can't bury you. Jealousy cannot stop you. Family dysfunction cannot derail you. Even rejection cannot cancel you. We're living in a day of canceling. But I want you to know, when God has His hand upon you, God has saved you and called you out of a world of sin, where sin could have drowned you, God is preserving you. He is preserving you. He is preserving me. He is preserving us collectively for His purpose. Purpose kept Joseph alive in every situation in the book of Genesis, from Genesis 37 through Genesis 50. Joseph was preserved in Potiphar's house because his purpose was still working. He was lied on. He was falsely accused. He was mistreated for doing not the wrong thing, but for doing the right thing. But even in injustice, Joseph was preserved. Why was Joseph preserved? Because God was not done using him. Potiphar's house was not Joseph's destination. Potiphar's house was Joseph's place of development. God was shaping Joseph's integrity. God was training Joseph for leadership, and God was preparing Joseph's character. Because purpose doesn't just preserve you, purpose prepares you. Joseph was preserved in prison because purpose was about to promote him. Prison should have broken Joseph. Prison should have silenced him. Prison should have ended him. But prison became the place where Joseph's gift made room for him. When they put Joseph in prison, they thought they were making a room for Joseph. But prison was the place where Joseph's gift made room for him. Joseph interpreted dreams in a dungeon because purpose works everywhere. Purpose does not need ideal conditions. Purpose just needs a willing vessel. Joseph was preserved in prison because the place was calling his name. We leave there and we find Joseph was preserved for a generational purpose. When Joseph finally stood before his brothers, he said, "God sent me before you to preserve life." That was Joseph's assignment. That was the reason why God preserved Joseph and elevated Joseph along that dangerous life that Joseph had to live for that particular time when Joseph said, "God sent me before you to preserve life." Joseph realized it was the pit that preserved him. Potiphar's house preserved him. Prison preserved Joseph. Pain, suffering, disappointment, misunderstood, rejected, preserved Joseph. Purpose preserved Joseph. Joseph wasn't kept alive for comfort. He was kept alive for his calling, for his purpose, to carry out God's purpose. Joseph wasn't preserved for personal success. He was preserved for generational salvation. He wasn't protected for his own story. He was protected for God's glory and God's story. And like Joseph, you, my friend, you, my sister, you, my brother, you were preserved because purpose is all on your life. Well, the songwriter said, "When I look back over my life, I'm getting kind of happy now, and I think things over, I can truly say," I'm telling you, you have to look back and see where the Lord has brought you. Then you can truly say that God's been good to me. Oh, yes, no doubt about it. It was not my goodness. It was not my purpose. It was God's purpose. Because along the journey, my purpose and your purpose was fighting God's purpose. But God's purpose is what preserved our life until we understood it was God's purpose that was keeping us alive. Some people wonder why they didn't die and what they went through. I know you went through some stuff. Why the addictions didn't kill them. Why the depression didn't drown them. Why the accident didn't take them. Why the heartbreak didn't break them. Your answer is the same as Joseph. Purpose kept you alive. Can't let you die is what God said. You haven't done what I saved you to do. You weren't just spared, you were preserved. You weren't just rescued, you were reserved. You weren't just forgiven, you were assigned. You weren't just delivered, you were actually deployed. You are preserved because you're needed. You are alive because you're needed. It does not matter the condition of your health. If God is keeping you alive, He's keeping you alive because you are needed. You are alive because you're sent. You're here because you're chosen, preserved by God to carry out God's purpose, as Joseph did, is the life that many of us are living in this sanctified way of life. Lord, let us live long enough until we submit it to His will. There are moments in life when we look back and realize I should not be here. Not because you're weak, but because what you went through was strong is why you're here. Not because you didn't fight, but because the battle was bigger than you. Not because you didn't try, but because the storm was designed to actually drown you and take you under. Yet, here you are, alive. Come on and just tell the Lord thank you. Here you are. You're standing. You're breathing. You're whispering. You're worshiping. You're growing. You're becoming. Why? Because God preserved you and is preserving you for His purpose. Well, you've got to be about your Father's business because time is running out. Joseph's life is the clearest biblical picture of this very deep truth. Joseph wasn't preserved because life was fair. He was preserved because his purpose was on his life. God was keeping him alive to carry out God's purpose in the earth. Joseph's brothers, they treated him bad. All the things that Joseph went through, it was supposed to kill his joy. It's supposed to destroy God's purpose in his life. God used every step of the way, even the pit, is where God disconnects you from who you were. Before God elevates you, God isolates you. Again, it was the pit that preserved Joseph. It was the pit that protected Joseph. It was the pit that prepared Joseph. All these things where he was preserved. Potiphar's house, prison, all of these different things was a journey that God brought Joseph through from Genesis chapter 37 through Genesis chapter 50. You don't find very many people in the Bible, especially in the seed plot of the Bible, which is the book of Genesis. You don't find very many names that have that many chapters dedicated to the life of one person. It's all to prove to us and to show to us in 2026 that we are to live a sanctified life so that we can obey and carry out not our purpose, but God's purpose. Well, God bless you on today. That's what I have for you today. I really hadn't planned on doing this, but the Lord put it upon my heart. I couldn't go any further until I stopped to share this powerful word. God bless.